producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Max Kaiser's coming up in studio. Also, LA's moving to pay people to vote. They can't get all the illegals and folks to vote. They already got their welfare. So they're going to pay them and give them fake driver's license. Oh, boy. But you can't protest in America unless you're an illegal. Tiffany in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's Tiffany. I'm a PrisonPlanet.tv, and this is my second time calling in. I was really just calling about everything going on in Ferguson, how outrageous it is. I see they weren't too quick to paint us out as terrorists down there when they try to militarize the situation. Also, I wanted to call and talk about Gaza and Israel, kind of about what's happening there. I just think it's really crazy that they got the Christian genocide and then they're painting people as religious terrorists now in this state. And I think that's going to be a big thing that's going to be a threat to us as American public. So we'll see how that unfolds.
Well, I agree with you. And again, it's about getting outside the box and seeing how they're playing everybody off against each other. It's not choosing a side. It's figuring out what's really going on. And I just can't believe we can't get these MSNBC viewers to understand the feds are the ones that set this all up. And they're not the saviors. Anything else, ma'am?
I saw that he was definitely, you know, kind of, you know, struck when you kind of talked to him about Rachel Maddow and everything like that. And he kind of had no negative comments, which I think is kind of hard not to say.
God bless you, ma'am. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Kimmy in Tennessee. Thanks for holding, Kimmy.
Hi, Alex. It's Kimmy. It's great to finally talk to you. I think I wanted to talk about Obama's Kill Your Mama Care today and the back to indoctrination for our kids as well. Just 2 days ago, I had my seventh stroke.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Well, after the first one, I was on Medicaid, and when Obamacare kicked in, they railroaded me and made me get off of a Medicaid and go through our federal whatever exchange, and ended up with Obamacare. And granted, they subsidize it, and I don't have to pay a big monthly payment, but my deductible is so huge. And
yeah, so your health care, let's be clear, went from free to costing money.
Yes.
And well, that's reducing your bill. Because Obama said so, and he never lies. I mean,
exactly. Well, also, I used to go to the best stroke hospital in the state, and now I get railroaded to the hospital that has a very large police presence with dogs roaming the
halls. Does your family have a big history of stroke, or do you know why you're having all these strokes?
I don't know. I'm adopted. I think it was GMOs to begin with, and aspartame and fluoride. I quit all that. And on a regular, I feel much, much better than I have in years. They had me on 10 different pharmaceuticals for the longest time. And my first stroke, I had time to read about GMOs. And then I was like, wait a minute. And then, of course, it keeps on peeling away the onion skins, and you find out more and more and more.
Oh, yeah, the GMOs literally eat the brains of the animal, lab animals that eat them, and just do incredible things. But, yeah, look, a lot of people said just create Medicare and Medicaid for everybody. Have it through the federal system that doesn't have it. Game over. People already get health care before free. It's just the public didn't know that. They would lie and say, why do you think the illegals can come here and get everything free? And so they actually got rid of that for everybody through Obamacare. And you had all these people going, I want my free health care, when it was already there. And so, again, it's worse than socialism because now it's social engineering health care. God bless you, Kimmy. I'll pray for you. Strokes are really a scary thing. I've always had like 2015 vision. Then it was 2020. Now I'm 40, and I used to could look right at the head of a pin up close. And now it's just blurred. Blurred about right here. So I'm getting old. And, I mean, I'm just not looking forward to it. But in the future, no matter how much money you got, unless you're a globalist, you're not going to get health care. you're going to get a death panel. Well, if you're against it, you're racist. I mean, Rachel Maddow said so, and she's liberal, even though she's a fascist.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Max Keiser is in studio with us right now. He was having a fit during the break, but we have gotten him to put his big boy...
Right now, I want to be a Texan, too. I want some fun. I want some barbecue. I want a big hat. I saw hats in the airport. I want a big hat. I want a Molon Labe t-shirt. I want it all. I want it all. Don't you understand, Alex? I'm ready to be converted. I'm ready to be Texan. I'm here. I'm all here. Let's do it.
Are you in your manic phase right now? Because when I hung out with you a bunch in London, you were pretty subdued.
Well, you know, being at the headquarters of the InfoWars as a transcendent event, it takes me to a new place, a new level. You know, I've been watching it for years. I've been listening for years. But to be right here, ground zero of the InfoWars is exciting.
I know. You were running around in circles yelling in the green room for 10 minutes. And you just landed. You are turbocharged.
I was up at 5 a.m. this morning, got on the flight, came right here from the airport, and here I am to talk with you and to discuss all matters that need to be discussed, as only you can.
How is London right now?
Well, as usual, it's raining.
This is an interesting culture of people that like to live within a rain cloud and worship mushrooms. That's pretty much their entire cultural bearing. Being here now, it's about being in the sunshine, and it has kind of a, you know, great effect on the mind because all those sun rays are coming into my brain, coming into my eyes, and I'm so glad to be out of London. I think that's the point I'm trying to make.
Are you going
to
go native and start buying 50 caliber rifles?
I tried to buy a shotgun at the airport, but they said they don't sell them at the airport anymore. You got to go to the bank, and they'll give you a shotgun if you open an account. But no more at the airport, I guess, because that whole, you know, 9/11 thing. But nevertheless, everyone seems to have got a hat and a gun. So, you know, that's all I need. I'm ready to go.
And the Texas women.
What gun would you recommend for a starter like myself, being a Yankee from up north? What gun is a good one to start?
You have a big history of firearms?
I used to do a little sharpshooting in my day.
I bet. So what are you into now? Personal defense?
I mean, this would just be for something to go to the corner donut shop. What would I need? Like a .45 caliber? You know, just to get from point A to point B. Just, you know, for my...
Sure. I mean, I would go with something like a...
If the general shows up, for example, what do I need to blow him away? That's what I'm asking. You know, a handgun, something like
that. Yeah, you want something to protect yourself, like a little Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum, kind of Tuck Deluxe, I guess, would be kind of the family of a smaller, little high-powered handgun, 6 shots, 5 shots, just something that's there, but it's got the energy you need to stick right into somebody's chest that's assaulting you and put them down for good.
Assert my freedom. That's
let me show you what you need right here.
My freedom. I need to make it clear that I am pro-freedom.
This is what you need right here.
Holy mackerel.
Tell you what, he's gun crazy. Just make sure they're all unloaded. Bring in M4s, Reapers, and 50 cals right now. I think we need to just look. I want both 50 cals in here.
Okay, we'll bring them all
in. I want Reapers.
Bring them all in. We're going to do
I want 223.
Yeah.
But I tell you, you're here, so I'm going to unload this.
Yeah, good idea. Although, if Stacey was here, she'd say the opposite. You know, she'd be loading it. You know, that's the way she likes to handle. Yeah, it looks fantastic. It looks great with that suit, by the way.
You like it?
Yeah, I think the chrome in the suit. It's a nice look. It's all there.
But, I mean, you think Rachel Maddow likes this?
Well, Rachel Maddow's packing something. It's not a gun, though. It's
packing the same thing that the first lady is?
The vernacular would be a strap-on. I mean, I know it's a family show, no. So I don't want to go down.
You mean she's got a rifle strapped to her side?
She's got a rifle strapped.
That's enough.
To the side.
Stop it.
Exactly.
This is a family show. I apologize.
We're talking.
Stop right there.
You know,
stop right there. Don't you ever talk bad about the daughter of Janet Reno.
No,
the illegitimate daughter of Janet Reno and William Jefferson Clinton.
Look, if God,
the granddaughter of Osama bin Laden.
If God comes back and it turns out she's a lesbian, then we're all set. Rachel Maddow will be leading us to the promised land. That's all I'm saying. We're in good shape. Clearly.
What is wrong with you, man?
I'm here.
Did you hear we're now accepting Bitcoin?
Of course. After me, you know, banging you on the head for years and years and years, Alex, finally you've seen the light about Bitcoin, and I want to take full credit for that, as I normally do for things that I deserve full credit.
I think you deserve a lot of credit.
I think full credit.
I'm not fully endorsing it, but people have adopted it. It's working pretty good. The system's coming.
On YouTube, you didn't mention my name, which I was surprised, given the fact that...
Should I have added to the end of my little cupcake, Max Kaiser?
I should have said Max Kaiser.
What is Stacey's little nickname for you?
Terror. Terror. Just that. That's all. Terror. Here comes the terror. Just the tiny terror. Or TT for short. Tiny terror. That's it. Wherever I go, terror follows. If you see me in your town, it usually means things are going to go bad. So when I was in Athens, the country went bankrupt. I went to Ireland. They went belly up. Now that I'm here in Austin, I mean, it doesn't portend well for this town. That's why I'm thinking maybe I should get it.
I don't know if that's very scientific. You go to the places while they're hotspots.
Well, there's a cause and effect here. You know, the jury's still out. But that's why I'm anxious to get, you know, a gun. Just in case, you know, because I figure if things pop off, everyone else has got a gun.
Wait, are you talking about moving to Austin?
Well, no, I mean, I'm here for the next few days. But, I mean, is that a good idea? Should I move to Austin?
I think you should move to Austin.
Really? It's supposed to be a fantastic growth town. I've heard on your show you've got a lot of growth in Austin. A lot of new people moving to Austin, but you got a lot of people coming from all over the country. We need to balance it out because I think you're getting some influx from folks that are not maybe true to the true origins of Austin in its Texas background.
Well, yeah, no, they've already destroyed California, so they're fleeing here, but then immediately start doing the same thing they did in California.
We need more info warriors. So I would clearly be an info warrior, so I'd help balance out the migration of, let's call them, non-info warriors.
Yes, I don't know, though, if Austin's enough of a mega city for you. Paris, London, Austin.
Yeah, well, the thing is growing quite rapidly, so you like to get in on these things while they're, you know, developing. Take full advantage.
You like to get in the bubbles early?
The bubbles are bursting.
I think the bubble is quite large at this point here.
Well, London is a bubble. You mentioned real estate bubbles. London is clearly in a bubble. The bond market's in a bubble. Stock markets are clearly in a bubble because the central banks, they do nothing but inflate these markets with all their free money, their easy money, their quantitative easy money. And it does nothing except make the top of the pyramid very, very wealthy. But everyone else at the bottom of the 99.9% is getting shafted. The wages are going down. Job market's drying up. Robots are taking over. So the whole monetary policy game that they've been doing now for 10...
I want to look at your perspectives for the world, because you did predict here last year that you would see this dollar devaluation and a lot of the defaults and things that are happening. But what about blowing up convoys of Russian trucks going into Ukraine today, and the Pentagon announcing they're sending the Army's 1st Brigade, 1st Cavalry with Abrams tanks to the border to prepare for basically battle with the Russians?
Look, there's a pipeline that has its origin in that area.
I know, but this isn't the Iraqis we're robbing. Now it's the Russians.
Yeah,
because they do own that pipeline. I mean,
right. You got Russia, Iran. Russia, Iran are now coming together in a way that they would potentially supply Europe with 50% of their gas, natural gas, if this pipeline is completed. The PARS, I think, is the shorthand for this pipeline. And of course, the U.S. and Saudi Arabia doesn't want that to happen. So they're going to go to war. They're going to go to war in Ukraine, essentially.
And that's why Saudi Arabia is now attacking Iraq, which really means Iran. And then our media acts like Obama is bombing ISIS when it is literally hatched from his loins.
I would agree with that. I mean, there's a proxy war going on, and it's all about oil. So Russia is basically, you know, I've been saying, doesn't Russia have the right to defend itself, you know, basically, to use the line?
But I don't have to intellectually have any facts or argue with you. I'm just going to call you racist.
Because I'm taking a line other than the party line?
Homophobe, racist, mass murderer.
Well, you bring up a good point in that there are code words that are used by mass media to marginalize people before even they get their point out. So, I mean, in media in this country is extremely monolithic. There's only one view. It comes from the White House, and it's repeated over and over and over again. Only InfoWars and a few other outlets have an opposing view. But I hear what you're saying. It's very difficult to have a debate in this country because all debate is shut down. Fox News being the primary center of non-debate debates. And this guy, Sean Hannity, who I think is really become the worst example of media extremism, where he's over there, you know, he's trying to dry hump Netanyahu like a chihuahua, dry hump.
Okay, stop. Family show. No more.
Did you see those?
No comments? More. No more.
Like,
you know, all right, but listen. Can't you pull back, though, and see the whole Palestinian-Israel thing is a giant manipulation as well? I mean, look at Fox News.
So energy resources off Gaza that they have. They have some gas resources off Gaza as well. There's also an energy element to that conflict as well. And it's an occupying force, Israel, that is, you know, like a bad developer with nukes. I mean, you know, that's what they are. They're a developer with nukes. So they think, oh, we're just going to develop. We're going to build wherever we want to build. We don't care what the law is. You're in the way. We're going to bomb you. We'll kill you. We don't care. That's the Israel policy. The U.S., because all the news you said.
Yeah, but I'm not defending Israel, but I want to be fair here. I mean, a bunch of the Palestinians are dragging people who don't agree with them around behind motorbikes, and who cares about the 300,000 Christians being murdered by IS? See, if the Palestinians
are defending the border against Mexican, why can't the Palestinians be defending their border against Israel?
Look, I'm not defending the border against Mexicans. They're bringing in all these people from Central America. And then paying them to vote in California.
A lot of them coming across the border. Okay, the Palestine doesn't want people coming across the border either, building illegal settlements on their land. It's their land.
Well, I mean, it does look bad when the when that happens.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So they're defending themselves. They have the right to defend themselves.
But see, I don't even have to debate you. I'll just call you an anti-Semite.
Well, Semite now means terrorist, thanks to what Israel's been doing. According to Israel's definition of anti-Semitism, according to Israel now, that means you're anti-terrorist. Let's be clear.
I'm really confused now.
Let's be clear.
I want to talk about
terrorists.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
InfoWarsStore.com. From this Monday to next, all of the incredible books, videos, supplements, liberty-based attire, belt buckles, Molon Labe t-shirts, organic seeds, you name it, are 10% off the already extremely low prices. We are doing this special to draw attention to the brainwashing that's taking place in the media and in the public schools and in many of the private schools and the, quote, higher levels of education. InfoWars.com is right at the tip of the spear worldwide. That's why it's essential to take advantage of this 10% off across the board special at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's the Made in America apparel or the Produced in America high quality supplements, it's all 10% off the already lowest price in this back to school week. History is taking place right now by going to InfoWarsStore.com. You are literally buying war bonds in the battle to awaken humanity.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By the way, where are the firearms? I wanted the 50 cals and stuff brought in here 15 minutes ago. Let's just start bringing those in.
We're bringing them in. They're very heavy.
I understand. During the perseverations of Max Kaiser. Max, let's get serious. You're in your manic phase right now.
I prefer to use the term lighthearted.
Hypomanic.
Lighthearted, please. Thank you.
I understand. But let's get serious just here for a moment, because I know you're a smart guy, inventor of a lot of virtual trading technologies, worked with George Soros' son.
Let's talk about soon, the new one.
I want to talk about a lot of stuff with you, but what do you make about the crises in the world intensifying? Secretary of Defense Hagel 2 days ago said the whole world is blowing up. Obama 3 weeks ago, they said that we owe him for the world being the most stable ever. So obviously, I agree with Hagel, not him. There's just more and more craziness going on. What do you think the grand strategy is of the technocrats, or is there not a strategy? Because every analyst I have on, really smart top CIA people, you name it, say this is insane with Russia. Good chance it's going to lead to a big war, nuclear war. Our elites are doing things that were never done before. What is happening, Max Kaiser?
Well, Alex, you have to look at it in terms of the fact that there is now a global conflict over the remaining resources out there, energy resources and food resources. And how did we come to this? We came to this point because over the past 30 years or longer, there's been an attempt to grow the world economy using only monetary policy. There's been an attempt to grow the world economy simply by
on paper BS
printing money. And back 40 years ago, for every, for example, dollar of debt that was generated by the United States, there was maybe $1.50 or $2 of debt for every dollar of GDP. That was roughly the equation. You'd create about $2 of debt, and you'd get a dollar's worth of GDP. Today, it takes almost $12 of debt to get the same dollar of GDP. So what does that tell you? It tells you that this debt bubble keeps expanding, and we're at the point now.
And it will go Zimbabwe?
Well, we're at the point, though, that the resources that are remaining for the world, and we see this in Ukraine, because Ukraine is agricultural and energy resources, and because the monetary stimulus doesn't generate GDP growth anymore, it's coming to blows. It's coming to war. This is the reason.
Europe wants to absorb a snack. And they want to absorb Russia's gas pipelines and bases that have been theirs for 600 years. And so there has to be, I guess, a war, because that just belongs to George Soros.
Well, look, after World War I and World War II, all that money in Europe ended up going to the U.S. That was for safe haven. So the U.S. inherited a tremendous billions and billions of dollars of the cash. And they created, as we all know, in the 70s, the petrodollar with the Saudi Arabia. But now we're in an interesting inflection point where if Iran and Russia are successful building this gas pipeline into Europe, they could have 50% of the gas flowing into Europe very soon. That would completely undermine the dollar and completely undermine the U.S. hegemony and U.S. post-World War II strategy.
But this isn't...
They're going to go to war over this.
But it isn't even really U.S. It means the corporate interests that run the U.S.
Okay, fine. I mean, you can call that as well. But the corporations that represent the U.S. corporations, the agriculture, like Monsanto is a big one, or the big oil companies, they are now understanding that the only way that they can protect their position is to go to war. So they're going to war. I think we're on now at the beginning of a major global war over the region that's in the past been the region that where wars have started with players that in the past have gone to war with each other. So I think that's where we're at. Ukraine is the staging ground for this this conflict.
I don't lionize Putty-Poot, as Bush called him, a man whose soul he could trust. But, I mean, Russia is not offensive right now. They're not stirring stuff up. They're trying to be free market. Our government's trying to overthrow them, messing with them. And, I mean, they just can't bully Russia like they did Iraq or Syria. I just can't believe the neocons and the Democrats are trying to bite something off this big. They're delusional.
We know from the Victoria Nuland tapes that the EU and the U.S. And the IMF and the Western forces were anxious to put in a puppet government in Ukraine. And they succeeded in putting in a puppet government to put the interests of these corporations like Monsanto and others forward. And the people in Crimea decided they didn't want to have any more to do with this. They voted a referendum to leave. They were then subsumed by Russia. The people in eastern Ukraine are saying, you know, they're getting bombed every day by Kiev. Eastern Ukraine looks
like... Oh, I know. They voted to not be part of the EU, so the CIA overthrew the country.
Right.
And then now they're trying to steal the part of Russia that's always been part of Russia and their gas pipelines.
I mean, so where has Russia been aggressive so far on that
account? I think Russia's horrible, and they're racist. That's why they need to be bombed.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
Few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Studio. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
Isn't that a pretty song?
It's Alex Jones.
Gorgeous. I prefer the Billy Idol myself. That's the kind of intro in music I like.
Wait, I agree.
You know, Billy Idol.
I do know Billy Idol.
It's really exciting when you play that. You know, sometimes you get soft, Alex. You play some of the 60s psychedelic music. And I'm thinking, are you in the back smoking a joint or what? I mean, you're supposed to be out here doing...
It's a family show. No, I don't do things like that.
But in Austin, keep it weird.
Max Kaiser, you're a serious economist, world-respected, a worldwide TV show.
True.
You don't act like this on your own show. You came to see me in Austin. We're going to go out to dinner Saturday night. You're here. We appreciate you. We want to talk about serious issues.
Now, I think the subtext for the audience out there sees in the shot these rather large firearms. So I think that they can discern from your...
Well, no, you came to Texas.
You're more than just being critical out there.
You came to Texas.
You're going to war with Max Kaiser. You've gone to war with Max Kaiser. You brought in the 50 cals, And now you've declared war on Max Keiser.
No. You said I've come to Texas.
I've got my own protection here. I've got to put on this bulletproof vest just to do an interview with Alex Jones.
You came here and you said you wanted to see guns, so we conjured some out of the gun safe.
Yeah,
308 Reaper.
Just to do it.
We've got a video coming out where I shoot four different Tannerite explosions, one after the other, with precision. Television sets loaded with Tannerite.
Yeah. All right.
Only Imperial Stormtroopers are so precise.
Well, I'm ready to do this interview with Alex Jones. I've got my... but I don't think this...
You look like a CNN reporter.
Yeah, I'm down at CNN headquarters.
Guys, will you please help hook him up?
Now, if Rachel Maddow gets a little too frisky, this is what the other reporter...
That's actually a high-tech restraining suit.
Uh-oh. That's good. So, from this distance, could this protect me from... It seems like that would be a great
jacket.
It's a double purpose, you know, for the other guests that you might have on the show.
No. You said, I want to see guns.
Only in Texas do they have straight jackets that are double up as a bulletproof vest.
Well, no. We disguise the fact that we're really all wearing straight jackets.
Right, but they're bulletproof straight jackets. I think that's the best.
Why don't
you sell those?
That body armor.
On Law Bay t-shirt.
That would start,
bulletproof straight
jackets. That would stop like a 9mm or 40.
Call the marketing department right now.
This.
That's a huge sales winner. Bulletproof straitjackets for liberals. I mean, if that's not a winner, I don't know what.
No, because they're scared of everything.
Molon Labe on the back, bulletproof straitjacket. You know, you can sell a million units of those. I want a commission, and I want full accreditation. Unlike when you talked about
Bitcoin, I just invented the bulletproof straitjacket.
I invented
the bulletproof straitjacket.
Right, and you've got the guns to prove it, you see? How am I going to debate that?
We don't call this America. We call this America.
Right.
I mean, have you seen the jacked up trucks and stuff?
Yeah.
This is all part of America.
That's right. They got the wheels that go way up. You know?
Yeah, that's America. America.
And I got a duck calling whistle.
Did you say America?
America. I got a duck calling whistle.
America. America.
And I got a gun, and I'm going to need a hat, though. I still need that.
That's an idea. You want to go shooting?
As long as I'm not the prey, I'm up for it.
See, there's this. You are kind of a liberal. You're like afraid we're going to hurt you with these guns.
Look at the size of these guns. I mean, what do you mean? I'm from New York. We carry pencils and pens.
Did you know these guns have only been used in one crime?
And that was when he took over the studio?
No. The 50 caliber Barrett.
To your wife?
No. Was used to rob an armored car once.
Really?
Now, not these guns particularly, but
okay.
Lowest crime rate, these guns. These guns don't go out and do stuff on their
Actually,
own.
I think I saw these guns in that movie Heat. They used similar guns to these in the famous scene where they're robbing the bank in the end. I could be wrong, but it's a fantastic film.
Well, we were able...
Michael Mann directed that.
That's what you can buy, armor-piercing, incendiary,
yeah.
B-52, rear gun, radar-directed gun ammo.
Right. And take down a commercial airline.
No,
Malaysia Airlines flight.
No, Army surplus.
If I wanted something like that, one of those, they go 30,000.
I bought it from the police supply house, $3 a round instead of $7 a round for the regular.
You can buy a Buk, B-U-K, anti-aircraft ground-to-missile air launcher here in Austin.
I know.
Take down a commercial airline.
No.
Is that what you're saying?
I shoot B-52 50 cal ammo. From the old rear guns they had. They had four of them radar directed. I bought a bunch of that surplus, and it's really fun. We can shoot it through half-inch steel. When it goes to the other side, there's a white flash where it detonates.
So let's say I'm trying to get into...
Meant to blow up gas tanks.
I'm trying to get into a Hooters restaurant, and there's a big line. Can I use one of these to get in?
No, you can't. We have firearms responsibly, Max.
Well, I don't know.
And we're here, you know, like when people are scared of things they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
I forget the psychology term. It's where you desensitize them.
Running, I think they call it running,
and show you that it's safe.
They run. It's called running. The opposite. It's because it generally kicks in, and you're running as fast as you can in the opposite direction. You can call it psychologically. You can call it anything you want. But
which one of these guns do you like? Do you like the 308 Reaper?
Yeah.
Do you like the 223 Stag Arms?
Yeah.
These are the top guns they were aiming at our reporters for no reason.
All right.
A few days ago in Ferguson, Missouri.
All right.
And then we have a good old-fashioned, this is a former state police, Texas state police gun I bought, range rifle 223. This is a good little fun plinking gun right here.
So it's like a home shopping network, kind of what you got going.
Well,
right
I mean,
with
yeah.
These, with
I mean,
these huge guns. I mean, the one that's closest to me seems, it seems lethal, but easy to use.
You're right. That would be the choice out of all these.
Yeah. I mean, I would probably need some training for these bigger guns. This one looks like any yo-yo from New York could pick up something like this and sneak into the back entrance of a movie theater and, you know, have a crazy time. Am I right?
Well, statistically, mass shootings are flat. Overall shootings are down 52% from 1992 to 2011, the latest Justice Department numbers. And they usually only do that in areas that are gun-free zones because they know there's no one there to stop them. But yes, if the media hypes enough that crazy people under Pentagon DARPA projects, you know, he was in a secret Pentagon DARPA project under a top Pentagon psychiatrist control, and then he's told everyone he was a patsy out there in Aurora, Colorado.
Well, the culture in Texas is clearly a gun culture. Also in Georgia, in Atlanta, it's clearly a gun culture. I mean, in America, I think it's hard to get laws that work coast to coast because it's a very, very different country in different states.
Can we get a document cam from up top, guys? Just all these beautiful?
Yeah, I think you need the total 360.
Well, it's almost like, it's like looking at pinup girls, these guns. I mean, just look. It just oh.
For some, although I'm not getting a hard-on right now.
Well, I don't mean that. I mean,
like others.
No. It's like looking at a beautiful helicopter.
Like Stacy.
Or a Mercedes. We're not talking like
this
that
doesn't
anymore.
Give me, you know,
stop.
Sexually.
Stop,
aroused.
Stop.
You know, maybe that's part of the whole Texas culture I'm missing. The sexual arousement that comes with these large.
No. You totally missed it.
Like phallicism.
I was saying that as a joke.
What about
it
the
is fun.
Term for associating a foul
it is fun
gun with sexual
at a
arousal.
1,000 yards to shoot an old truck.
Is that what you're calling your girlfriend?
No. No, Max. I'm saying you can go out to an old junk pile.
Yeah.
You can sit back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fire this, you know, 1,000 yards away and hit your target.
But actually, I am a sharpshooter, but not qualified on these weapons, on a rifle. Rifle, I can hit
bolt action.
Yeah, like,
Remington 700 308.
I can hit a target as qualified as a not a sniper, but as
what
a sharpshooter.
What did you qualify out of?
Quantico. I was on the farm for a while. You know, it was my background. You know, little government work. Now I'm working the whole media thing. I think we can break that story. You know, you like to get those news.
Tell me, so you were in the FBI?
We're talking about the other place.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, tell me about that, Max.
Wait, where's the music? Are we going to break?
No. Tell me.
No, of course, I exaggerate. But, Mike, I actually learned how to shoot a gun in high school. That's where we were all taught that, in gym class.
Are you really from, like, a spaceship or something?
We had gym class, and we had up in, I went to Mamaroneck High School in New York. And we had a part of gym class, you got trained on bolt-action rifles.
That's well, right. I just want the viewers out there to understand that these firearms are not going to sneak out of here at night and go hurt anybody.
No, of course not. Because guns don't kill people. People kill people.
That's right.
That's right.
Ah.
That's right.
Now let's get serious.
Yeah.
Max Kaiser, what do you think about them sending tanks to the Russian border, sending the Army's 1st Cavalry Division to the Russian border? Is that a good idea?
From the Russian side.
No, they're deploying. They've announced that
who?
The
Russia or Ukraine?
The United States is sending it to multiple Baltic states, including Ukraine and Poland, to the Russian border.
Right, they're getting ready for
an insane provocation. So while liberals are shaking in fear that Texans have firearms,
yeah,
and are afraid of movie theater shooters that happen, you know, once in a blue moon,
right,
and everybody hypes up, and you know, our government's messing with people with 20,000 nuclear weapons.
Absolutely. No. What do I think? I think that they are getting ready for a major conflict. They're in a major conflict because the global economy is shrinking. The U.S. Economy is based on what I call the Martingale betting system, where they have to constantly double down on taking over these countries, even though it's a failed strategy. They think that they're going to next bet is going to be the winning bet. They think that by doing what they're doing in Ukraine and moving against Russia, that somehow this is going to make all of their bond markets profitable. At the moment.
So let's be clear. It's the financial people that feel insulated who just make 40-to-1 bets like Corzine are delusional.
Well, think about the Pentagon takes up 50 cents of every tax dollar. So $1.5 trillion collected in taxes last year went to the Pentagon. The daily gasoline spend by U.S. military is $250 million. I might be wrong on that. It might be $250,000, but it's some enormous number of every single day that the U.S. military needs to gas up all of its vehicles. So this is enormously cash intensive business, running an empire. The same thing happened in empires of old. You run out of cash eventually. And then on the margins, on the periphery, it starts to collapse. I think that's what's happening in the U.S.
But I don't have to intellectually listen to what you just said or the historical facts backing it. I can intellectually trump you by saying you're racist.
As we've said, in the media space in America today, there are dog whistle words that you can say to get to stop debate. If you say racist, if you say homophobic, et cetera, these are dog whistle phrases that
chauvinist
stop the debate in its
tracks. Chauvinist.
And bring out a whole.
What are some of the others? 2 + 2 = 4. That's a thought crime.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, you know, in this country, in my opinion, you don't have enough of what I would call a shock left. I mean, you have like a Rush Limbaugh, which I think is more of a shock right, and you have yourself, which I would consider more as in the center. You know, believe it or not, people always associate your show with being on the right, but I don't think so. You have got
it's more shock libertarian, but we're not trying to be shocking. There's shocking stuff going on everywhere.
Right, but I mean, you have guys on from Black Panther movement. I mean, you have these guys on who were in decades previous considered to be shock left. The Black Panther movement was considered.
Well, I have the real Black Panther Party on, who was not about racism, and it was set up and gone after instead of working for the Justice Department as provocateurs. The new Black Panther
Party. Right, but Rush Limbaugh would never have him on his show.
Because I want to bring people together.
Right, exactly. So,
no, I know.
You're in the center.
The establishment left wants to keep people on their reservation.
Right, exactly.
The establishment right wants to keep people on their reservation.
Then
I want to really get America.
Then you have like a America. Rachel Maddow, who's considered to be liberal and on the left, but she's not. She's a right wing ideologue, because she'll give lip service to people like Hillary Clinton, who is a warmonger, who is a right wing ideologue, who wants to do exactly what Barack Obama has done and everyone who's been in the White House for the past 20, 30 years done. Bomb countries, grab assets, leverage the banking system, et cetera. So there is.
But she has a short haircut and is arrogant. Therefore, she's smarter than us.
Well, who's on the left? There is maybe Amy Goodman at Democracy Now is actually, you could say, is more on the left, but doesn't get the carriage, doesn't get the distribution. So who is on the left in this country? Nobody. If I were in this country, I would go opposite Rush and I would meet him in the ratings. We would both be doing, you know, whatever he gets, 20 million a day in listeners. But no one in this country would ever put me on the radio against Rush Limbaugh, because then the entire facade would collapse.
Well, here's the thing. There isn't a market for what you're saying. There isn't the internet, and because I wouldn't even call it left, but I get your perspective. Limbaugh is speaking to a certain niche crowd of AM listeners that were listening when he came on air when they were 60. Now they're 85. No, I mean, I'm serious. And so it's well known in the radio industry that as he declines, it's going to be a libertarian seat. And that's why I've had a lot of the big execs over the years call up and say, yeah, you'll be the next Rush Limbaugh. And, of course,
could very well be. I mean, you've got the huge audience. You've got the
Well, I don't even care about that. I just don't want to have nuclear war with the Russians.
Well, my point is that I don't see any real left-wing, as opposed to London, where you do have actual left-wing newspapers. You know, they come out and they say they're left-wing, and they present a left-wing point of view. And there's nobody saying that they immediately dismissed because they are left-wing, because they're on the left. They are in the UK, they have a debate. Here in the U.S., if you were to come out and say I'm left-wing, the only guy you have is Bernie Sanders, who's a socialist. And
he says a lot of good stuff about problems, his solutions are horrible.
He's the token socialist. There's one guy. Let one guy, you know, talk. He's the token socialist. But there is no actual left-wing political party in the country.
Yeah, but here's an example of our so-called left-wing. They all think the state's going to save them and think Obama's saving them with the stuff in Missouri right now and the demonstrations starting all over the country. It's the training from the feds that did this.
Here's my point of view is that both the right and the left on this debate about state or not state have morphed into a new debate where both the left and the right believe the market is going to save everything. Both the left and the right believe in the market fundamentalism, believe in how the, and this is very true of the libertarian.
But it would work if the market wasn't rigged.
Right. If the market was.
Yeah, they're saying market fundamentalism while the market's rigged seven ways to Sunday. That's why it's a load of crap. I mean, don't you read market fundamentalism works if it was free market?
If markets were allowed to operate freely, they would do most of what we need to get.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. We don't have those free markets now.
And then the state comes in to lock up people like John Corzine when they do reckless stuff to teach people a lesson.
The token arrest here and there, but no serious jail time, no serious deterrent, like in the SNL crisis of the 80s where 1,500 bankers went to jail. We have none of that. We have a couple of guys like Corzine.
Yeah, I mean, they put melamine in the food here. Nobody gets in trouble. In China, they execute 20 people.
Right. So to round this back to what I'm saying is that my point of view is that it would be to look at these markets and say, look, they're not the end-all and be-all that both the left and the right seem to think that they are. And this is what we talk about on our show. We challenge the orthodoxy that markets are God, and as such, we don't have carriage against Rush Limbaugh, because Rush Limbaugh is a market fundamentalist. He believes that markets are without fault, this type of thing. And this is why the dynamic has evolved the way it has. People heard about me.
We're going to skip this network break. Go ahead. You feel safer in here now?
I've got my bulletproof straitjacket on, which we're going to marketing here on InfoWars for $29.99. That's $299. You get yourself a bulletproof straitjacket, and you can walk the streets of Austin knowing that you can be crazy and withstand a round from a 50 caliber.
But do you know enough about the gun to understand they're not even loaded?
Well, if I point it at you and you don't flinch, then I know it's not loaded.
You know enough about firearms to know that they're unloaded?
You got the safety off, so that's worrying.
Nope, it's on safe.
Oh, okay. I couldn't see it.
That's on fire.
Okay. All right.
That's on fire.
You're getting ready to mow me down here. Instead of just going to commercial, you just...
But see, you're not really a leftist, because a leftist...
I'm leftist.
...would be scared of me having a gun, but if they saw thousands of troops in black uniforms, they would salute it.
I'm anti-markets, which makes me a left market. Left of market. I'm fanatically anti-market rigging, which, according to CNBC, makes me a leftist, which would make me a socialist. Even though...
Why do you let their definitions define things, Kaiser?
I'm giving your U.S. audience an appreciation for how this debate unfolds globally in the media space. And,
all right,
you know, talking about you as being in the center, yeah, talking about Russia being in the far right, Rachel Maddow being right of center, who believes in market fundamentalism, and Hillary Clinton, and there being no left. There being no hardcore left anti-market rigging, except Rick Santelli on the floor of the CNBC. He's the guy who comes out and screams about how these markets are rigged, but he's shot down by the panel on CNBC as being, you know, uninformed, and, you know, they use various epithets to shout him down. Alex Jones. Okay, you're obviously taking a mental break. Let me just step in and take over the show. This is what people have really been waiting for. Max Kaiser takes over InfoWars. Send Alex Jones out to the farm to feed the chickens or whatever he does. And me, David Knight, And Nico, we're taking over. Okay, we got the firearm. These are actually loaded, Alex. This is the
stage. No, don't touch them.
This is the insurrection right here.
This is
the revolution.
You're in a straitjacket, man. Come on.
We're the revolution. Come on in, fellas. We got them where we want them. Bring it all in. Bring in the tank. Bring in the heavy firepower. We're taking over the show.
Max Kaiser did not take his medication this morning. Hey, I want to take some phone calls for you. They've been holding really
patiently. What? Phone calls.
Hey, what do you think of the Missouri? What do you think of the Missouri situation?
It's as I tweeted. I said everyone dismissed Alex Jones saying that martial law would appear in America. Who's laughing now? I mean, you've been talking about this for ages. That was martial law. They have it ready to go. Every town across America, they've got.
What did you think of them attacking TV crews, gassing them, chasing them, shooting them with bullets, and then they said, no, they thanked us. We were helping them.
You know, you don't see that.
I mean,
you see that in Moscow.
That is 1984 level baloney. Well, I mean, that is really, where are they getting off just like trying to act like villains? Because I don't want to demonize the police. That plays into the whole deal. I don't want to do that.
But they're obviously doing exactly what they criticize Russia and other countries of doing by killing or attempting to kill journalism and getting rid of any kind of record of what.
I know, but announcing, turn your cameras off, then attacking, throwing the equipment around, and then saying we were helping the reporters get to a safe area. They chased them down, shot them rubber bullets, flashbanged their cars.
Right. Well, your InfoWars had a live stream. And I think one other group had.
That's like saying Ted Bundy was trying to help those young girls he'd pick up at the shopping mall. Hitler was trying to help the Jews. Well, that's not true.
Right. Or Netanyahu is trying to free Gaza. That's not true.
Well, Hamas are pretty bad guys, though.
But you would defend yourself against somebody coming into your neighborhood and building.
Sure, my issue is that Hamas does a lot of bad stuff as well.
Doesn't Palestine have the right to defend itself? America had to defend itself against the British. You know, they staged a revolution and insurrection. I mean, the people have been.
Listen, I'm not against the Palestinian people. My point is, where are they talking about ISIS murdering everybody? Where's the big lobby for that?
No, it's a day-to-day struggle for survival right now against the occupying force of Israel that's in there just killing kids and babies.
No, but they had marches in Austin a few weeks ago, Free Gaza, and airplanes flying around saying it. And then people call me up going, we know you work for Israel, blah, 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 which I don't. So I don't like the vitriol and like the holiness, like you're God or something if you say Free Gaza or if you're part of that. And it's just, I'm sick of the whole thing.
We sent a journalist to Gaza using StartCoin, my crowdfunding site.
I know.
Scriptonite is her name, her blogger name. She just arrived there this week. Thanks to listeners who listen to you and listen to me on your show, we crowdfunded $1,000 to send this woman to Gaza to report directly from Gaza. I agree with you. We need more information. That's why we've crowdfunded.
Well, I've had folks on about the Rachel Corrie story, you know, with the bulldozer.
The caterpillar bulldozer?
Yeah, I mean,
caterpillar bulldozer.
The point is, though, no amount of Gaza worship will ever reprieve me. So I just need to say I fully support Israel and think they should nuke the entire region. And I want to attack Putin as well. I want to have a nuclear war with Russia. And I support Israel. I want them to nuke all the surrounding areas.
Think of all the fallout, though, from the recent...
Nuclear weapons don't hurt anybody. It helps
all the genocide.
You just saw the police say that helped everybody.
The recent...
You just saw the police say they were helping with TV cameras. When they shot my reporter with rubber bullets, they were helping them. My reporter thanked them.
Think of the fallout we've had now post-Gaza in the professors being fired and the journalists being fired because they said something that was remotely challenging of Israel's position.
I think that's reasonable. Arrest anyone that doesn't worship Israel.
Chilling of speech. And
I think it's wonderful.
Well, it's leading to economic collapse because if without competition, you can't have a vibrant economy.
Oh, I actually agree with you. It's very, that's my big criticism of Israel. Being serious now.
Competition is also part of competition.
I don't like the Israel lobby manipulating our internal politics.
Right, because it's anti-competitive in a lot of ways, and to keep on that theme, competition is good for the economy, and when you have monopolists in the banking sector and across all the other sectors monopolizing those...
Sure, you know Hamas is ISIS al-Qaeda affiliate.
You know, they have a right...
But I mean, here's the deal. Let's say there's two car dealerships.
Who is?
One's Ford and one's Chevy. If I don't like either one... I'm not working for Ford or working for Chevy if I don't buy either one. Do you get, I don't like a lot of stuff Israel does, but I also don't like a lot of stuff Hamas does.
Well, that's...
Do you get where, like, I don't like to go to baseball or football games?
You're equivocating instead of taking a strong position on this.
No, I'm pulling back and seeing the big picture.
You're punting.
No, I'm not punting.
Terms.
No, I don't, as a talk show host, I don't punt on hardly any issue.
You're punting on this issue. You're saying, I don't like anybody in the region. They're all killing each other. Get rid of the region.
No, that's called reality.
Well,
I was not serious when I said nuke
them.
That was a joke.
No, but you're saying...
I'm obviously don't want war with Russia either. No, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of both sides, the Israel lobby attacking me if I don't get in lockstep with them, and the Palestinian lobby attacking me if I don't get in lockstep with them. I'm irritated by both groups. And I'll tell you right now, the more vicious group to me, making crap up and harassing me, has been the Hamas crowd. And I was against invading Iraq, and I was all that stuff. So I actually care about those people over there. But at the same time, I'm tired of their dumbed-down arguments.
Understandably that you've been put upon by this lopsided debate in America, but the children that have been slaughtered by Israel have been suffering a lot more than...
Exactly.
Inconvenience.
But the cause celeb on the left is only to talk about the Palestinian kids, not the Christians having their throats slit by affiliated groups with Hamas.
I hear that.
I mean, I don't accuse you.
You got a jingle coming in.
No. That would be like, that's music leading us out.
I hear that music coming.
MaxKaiser.com. We're going to get him his medication. We'll be right back in Overdrive.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
InfoWarsStore.com. From this Monday to next, all of the incredible books, videos, supplements, liberty-based attire, belt buckles, Molon Labe t-shirts, organic seeds, you name it, are 10% off the already extremely low prices. We are doing this special to draw attention to the brainwashing that's taking place in the media and in the public schools and in many of the private schools and the, quote, higher levels of education. InfoWars.com is right at the tip of the spear worldwide. That's why it's essential to take advantage of this 10% off across the board special at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's the Made in America apparel or the Produced in America high quality supplements, it's all 10% off the already lowest price in this back to school week. History is taking place right now by going to InfoWarsStore.com. You are literally buying war bonds in the battle to awaken humanity.